My name is Ella. You might have heard the sweet story of how I found my one true love and escaped my jealous stepsisters, but that is all a lie. You may have heard me called Cinderella, a pitiful distortion of the real name my family bestowed upon me. Would you like to know what it really is? Would you like to hear my twisted, violent tale? I should start at the beginning. I wasn't some poor girl who lost her mother and lived with her father. My home life was unremarkable until I left it. Then I became Daddy's little girl. My daddy was not my father. No, no. He was so much more than that. He was my sir, my first owner, my world. He doted on me like any good daddy should, and only punished me when I deserved it, when I needed it. He taught me how to serve, how to wear my collar with pride, and give myself wholly to someone else. I was so happy.
I love you, Daddy.
I was his little Cinderella. Then Daddy decided he wanted to show me off. He wanted other people to see what a good little girl I was and how proud of me he was. So he took me out to play parties and showed me off. I was ecstatic. Serving Daddy when other people were watching was arousing beyond what I could possibly imagine.
She can take more, can't you, girl?
That's it, little one. Take it deeper.
Then we met her. A mistress. A mommy dom. She took a keen interest in my daddy and I. And she asked if my daddy would share, if she shared. See, she had two little pets with her. And seeing them, I realized how jealous I was. I wanted a sister. Someone to share Daddy with so much. So, we shared. Daddy liked teaching Mistress how to work me and her girls over, but I wasn't allowed to call her Mommy. She said I wasn't her good girl like her pets. I wasn't allowed.
See how good they are for me? Only good pets get to call me Mommy.
Despite that, I was still so happy. We became a little family. They were my owners, my sisters, my protectors. And I was their little Cinderella. Until Daddy had to leave. Mistress promised him before he left that she would take good care of me, her little girl. I was so scared once he was gone. But knowing Mistress was there made me less afraid. Then that changed. Mistress didn't want to take good care of me. She wanted me to slave for her and her pets. I was no longer their sister. I wasn't allowed to call them mine anymore. She wasn't even my mistress. She was just Mistress. But they were all I had left of my happy life with Daddy. So I stayed, and I became their dirty slave.
On your knees, you filthy whore. Lick my boots clean.
Mommy loves us. She doesn't love you.
I wasn't their little Cinderella anymore. I spent so long like that as their slave. That I forgot what it was like to be Daddy's little girl, what it was like to be my own person, what it was like to have a name. They took my name from me. I was just slave. They broke me down and took everything from me, and made me believe I couldn't deserve better, that I didn't deserve better. I didn't question my mistress or her pets, who I still called my sisters, but not when they could hear. They could never know that. I did everything for them. The cleaning, the cooking, the shopping. See, mistress sent me to the fetish store often. I'd pick out the prettiest corsets and whips for her, and ball gags for my sisters. None of it was ever for me. But I loved all the beautiful things in the store, and if mistress wasn't waiting for me at home, I'd spend extra time there, lightly fingering the soft leather collars and cuffs, testing the snaps of the crops against the heel of my hand, longing for them. Mistress never used the pretty toys on me. They were only for her little pets. When mistress abused me, and it was often, she used dirty, rough things. She said that was all I deserve. Her favorite was a heavy knotted rope that battered my back and thighs. When I was beaten, it was never for me. It was for mistress. And she knew how to hurt me, but deprive me of the good that should come with the hurt. Then, when her arm finally tired, she just left me on the floor, broken. These were the beatings mistress said I deserved. And it had been so long that I believed her. She took away my collar when Daddy left. I wasn't allowed to have a collar anymore. So escaping to the fetish store was my own little paradise. But I didn't realize I wasn't on my own. Someone had noticed me. She owned the fetish store with her husband, her puppy. And one day she saw me staring at the collars. So she came over to say hello.
I've seen you in here before.
I kept my eyes down. I don't know how long it had been since I'd last made eye contact with someone. Mistress never allowed it. But she was different. She smiled at me and asked me to look at her, to tell her about myself. Before long, she asked why I never bought what I clearly coveted, why my current basket was full of things I barely glanced at. I really did try not to answer, but she knew just what to say to coax it out of me. I think she knew. Right then, she understood what I wasn't saying. And when she touched my arm, there was so much comfort in that single touch, though she seemed to know not to press me. Instead, she turned to the collars and described them all to me. Which were strong, which were softest, which would look prettiest on me. She took my basket of things from me, and it was like she lifted the weight of mistress off my shoulders, if just for a while. She then buckled, snapped, and clasped collar after collar on me in front of the mirror, until she reached for one just like the collar Daddy had given me. It was all I could do not to cry, as I stared at my reflection and recognized the old me, the little girl I used to be when I had that collar, back when I was Cinderella. Finally, I noticed how much time had passed and reality came crashing over me like a storm. Mistress would surely be even more cruel when I returned so late. I barely had time to thank the kind woman as I rushed to pay. But she grabbed my hand before I left and asked me to come back whenever I could. Again, I felt warmed by her touch. It was almost maternal. I hadn't had a friend in so long that I'd forgotten how it felt. I wasn't sure when mistress would let me out again, but I knew I desperately wanted to see her once more. Mistress was furious when I returned home, but she didn't raise her voice. That is how I knew I was in for a long, pained night. When her voice got low and quiet and that menacing bite slipped into it.
Go, put away the new toys and clean the mess you left in the kitchen, slave. I will deal with you later.
I slipped quickly away to Mistress's playroom, the beautiful room with the St. Andrew's cross and spanking bench, where she and her pets play. As I was taking the new fluffy ticklers out of the bag to line them up on the shelf, my fingers brushed against soft leather, and I heard the clinking of hardware. The woman from the fetish shop had somehow slipped the last collar, the one that reminded me of Daddy, into my bag. I was overwhelmed and fought back even more tears. I was also scared. If Mistress found the collar, she would surely take it and punish me even more. I knew it was wrong, that Mistress would never approve, but I couldn't help myself. I wanted to keep it so much. I hit the collar, my collar, in the small room Mistress gave me to sleep in before finishing my chores. Then I was beaten, badly. Mistress told me over and over that I must have wanted this. Why else would I be so willfully late? As she swung her long, thin steel rod into the flesh of my ass over and over again, till I felt blood trickling down my thighs. Then she picked up her knotted rope and took it to my back, until she felt her arm tiring, until my back was as knotted as her precious robe with blue and purple and black bruises. All the while, her two pets, the girls I still called my sisters, sat and watched, giggling at my cries.
I'm sorry, Mistress.
They left me there on the kitchen floor. Mistress said she was ready to take her pleasure from her little pets, and they all ran off to the playroom. Normally, I would feel defeated, broken. Most days, I would stay crumpled on the floor until I felt my bones ache. But that day, I was elated to be left alone at last. I had escaped that room with Mistress's abuse and my sister's tiddling. All I'd thought about was my collar and my new friend at the store. Those two thoughts kept me safely out of Mistress's reach, safe in my mind. And instead of staying there on the floor, I went back to my room and my collar. It took days for Mistress to allow me out unsupervised again, and even longer after that before she needed something from the fetish store. I itched to sneak away and see my friend. I couldn't believe after all this time I'd actually found a friend. I needed to know why she'd given me the collar, and what she wanted from me in return. I couldn't fathom it just being a gift at the time, but I didn't dare visit the store while out on other tasks. I couldn't risk it again. Finally, she sent me to pick up new toys for her pets. New, beautiful, bejeweled plugs. Mistress always lorded these gifts for her girls over me. Wanted to ensure I knew that pretty things like that were never meant for me. It was all I could do to hide my elation from her at the idea of returning back to that fetish store. I only barely had time to run back and tuck my collar away to take with me. Stepping back into that store, it was like the weight of Mistress was lifted once again. My friend was so happy to see me. She said she'd been worried I'd gotten into trouble, that Mistress had found the collar. I had no idea how she could tell what Mistress was like, but clearly she did. I could barely manage to ask her why. Why she'd given the collar to me. What she wanted.
I don't understand.
But she took my hand, that soft, reassuring touch again, and told me it was mine. No conditions, no expectations. That she could tell it was something I needed. She also said I needed a friend, and she wanted to be that for me, too. And once again, I found myself near tears as she stepped behind me and buckled the collar, my collar, gently around my neck. Years of being alone with only Mistress and her girls. Years of punishment and neglect, and I'd never shed a tear. Now in the span of weeks, this woman, this wonderful woman, brought tears to my eyes 3 times. I had to keep my visit short, and surely Mistress would be extra alert. I left the store with the collar snugly secured around my neck and a smile plastered to my face. I felt like my old self again. I felt like Cinderella. 4 weeks, I got bolder and bolder with how much time I spent at the store, and with her. Mistress eventually forgot about my tardiness, and I had the freedom to visit the fetish store whenever I went out. I could wear my collar there, unlike at home where I hid it away. I could be the me I'd almost forgotten. I was so worried Mistress would notice the change in me. But she didn't. Of course she didn't. She never cared. One day, I got to the store to find boxes stacked against the walls. My friend told me they were hosting a play party in the back rooms in a few weeks. I volunteered to help her instantly. I'd gone to parties with Daddy a few times, and I loved it. Everything was so beautiful. Shiny. I also wanted to hear everything I could about the party. Mistress only rarely went to parties with her 2 pets, and of course she never took me. I was beaten if I even tried to ask about them. That day was the beginning of the biggest change in my life. That was the day my friend told me she wanted me to come to the party, that she wanted me to leave Mistress. She told me everything I'd been too afraid to admit to myself, that I deserved better, that there was nothing holding me to Mistress. She wanted me to go to the party, to be reminded of what real dominance and submission is like. If I hadn't spent so many weeks already living outside my life with Mistress, I might never have dreamed of going. But over the course of several visits, helping her assemble the furniture and plan things out, I realized how much I wanted to go. I thought it wouldn't happen when I found out that Mistress planned to attend the party as well. But again, my friend was there to reassure me. There would be so many people that I could easily avoid her. She told me this would be better, that I could leave the house and get back before Mistress now. She ushered me to the masks hanging on the wall of the store, and picked out a beautiful black and red half mask and held it up to my face. I was new, confident, beautiful.
I look so different.
Before I knew it, it was time for the play party. And once Mistress and her pets had left, I snuck out after them. And though my friend was nowhere to be found, the things we'd picked out for me to wear were there in a dressing room. I was too excited to be nervous about how I was dressed. Black ruffled panties gartered to lacy sheer thigh highs. A deeply cut corset laced tight in on my waist. I hadn't worn anything like that since Daddy left. And it felt like no time had passed at all. When my friend came to check on me, however, she was concerned. She turned me to face the mirror and traced a finger over my collar. I'd slipped it on when I walked in the store without realizing it. I'd expected to wear it, but she told me I shouldn't, that if I wanted to meet someone who could treat me better than Mistress, if I wanted to be available, I couldn't be collared at the party. She told me I couldn't hold on to the past, that I was holding on to Mistress and the collar to remind myself of something that was over.
It's time to take it off.
Although I wasn't sure I was ready for someone else, I knew she was right. And I took it off. The party was a blur. My friend was there with her husband, but she mostly left me alone to sit and watch. Mistress had taken her pets into a back room with a few others, so I was safe to wander for a bit. Everyone was so kind, not just to me, but to each other. I had almost forgotten what that looked like outside of Mistress and her pets. Then I saw him. He stood out. Very few people were there alone like me. But there he was, watching the scenes unfolding just like I was. There was something about him I just couldn't resist. And I wasn't the only one. He seemed to have an aura that drew in people around him. For the rest of the night, I barely noticed the scenes happening around me. I just watched him. When he made eye contact with me, I could feel myself flush under the mask and couldn't stop myself from ducking away. I spent the rest of the party keeping myself tucked away, hidden from his gaze that seemed to completely fill me up. Or so I thought. While I was occupied with watching for Mistress to reappear, he'd been watching me. At least that is what my friend told me when she spotted me in the shadows. She nodded in his direction and told me she'd noticed him watching me. That he was a true sir. That's when she grabbed my arm and gently led me towards him. She made introductions, and before I had a chance to object, she was gone. I could feel myself flushing under his gaze. Again. And even more so when he told me that he'd been watching me.
I've been watching you, little one.
Finally, that made me look up, right into his eyes. In that moment, I forgot about Mistress and her pets and my collar tucked away in the front of the store. All I could think about was him. The last few moments of the party were a haze of him and us. Our conversation, our connection. His touch was electric. Every time he lightly grazed my arm with his fingers, or reached out to brush a fallen strand of my hair behind my ear, I could feel his heat. I felt his power, and a softness I hadn't felt in years. Then he reached to the back of my head, grazing his fingers over my cheekbone and my ear, and he untied my mask. I thought I'd pull away. I thought I'd object, but I felt safe with him. The rest of the room just didn't exist. I knew everything had changed for me in that moment when his hand cupped my chin and he kissed me. My entire past fell away, the way my friend had told me it would. I could feel his control, but it somehow felt like a question. Did I want this? Did I want him? Did I want his fingers snaking into my hair and closing slowly in it? And my body responded with an instantaneous yes. Before I knew it, he knew my story. He pulled me out of myself with such care. I felt so safe there. Felt naked, but safe. Until it crumbled around me. I saw Mistress and her pets leaving out of the corner of my eye, and everything rushed back to me like a flood. I panicked and moved towards the front of the store with barely a word to him. I scooped up my clothes hastily. And that's when the collar fell from the pile and clanked to the ground at my feet. My collar. The sound stopped me, long enough to hear him behind me, calling to me, calling my name. I turned and he was there. My mask was in his hand.
I don't want to lose you.
That's when I knew I didn't have to go back to Mistress. I didn't need to let her hurt me. That's when I knew he wanted me to be his. And I wanted to be his little Cinderella. And suddenly, I was. So that is my real story.